any kind of olden days, yeah, they had the, you could see when they had somebody that died, olden days, because everybody was in black, and not these days. They got a red dress, they were.
They were all in
black olden days, yeah.
People dressed in black, you said they were in these.
They were in mourning.
You're getting old, and, what about that disease? Some of the diseases that people would get, they'd get this in the throat, you know, which children would choke to death with.
Oh, diphtheria.
And the disease that would make your skin turn yellow, your eyes?
That's yellow jaundice. Jaundice,
okay. You get a pain down in your ear, and you have to have an operation.
Appendix. We call it appendix.
Okay. You know what people used to call that before? They didn't know what it was?
They knew what it was. They didn't have no words for it. They just said that they had colic. They didn't know nothing about it.
Yeah. You ate something that you didn't agree with you. You had to do that.
Yeah, you have to vomit there. You nauseate the stomach. And,
He would lean over the fence.
They vomit. Vomit all that food and everything that they don't do with them.
I had to go out and
I had to go vomit. That's what you gotta
Other
say.
Ways of saying it,
throw up or vomit. What is it? The crude way is vomit. Vomit.
If you invited somebody to come over to see you, you'd say, if you don't come, I want you to come over. If you don't come.
If you don't come, well, I feel bad about it. If you don't come, if you promise me to come and you don't come, well, I feel bad about it.
Or you'd say to them, anytime you can come over,
we'll be waiting for you. We'll be glad to have you.
You ever say we'll be proud to see you?
Oh, yeah, well, then when they come, say, oh, I'm so proud to see you.
Proud means the same thing as
glad. Yeah, proud or glad. I'm glad to see you. I'm proud to see you.
Okay. When a boy is interested in a girl, he was going over to her house a lot. They say he was
in love with her. He liked her, something like that. I don't know.
Other ways of saying that
he would visit her.
He was mighty.
Sweet on her, or three eyes, and things like that. It always got too many words for that.
Yeah. How did, and you would call him your,
If you go out with him, your fiancé, they call someone called sweetheart, someone called boyfriend, or your fiancé, or your friend, or whatever you want to call it.
And he called you his?
Girlfriend.
Now, if you come in late and your dress would be all rumpled up or something like that, and your mother would say, you've been...
Oh, where you been in? You've been in one of those grass nests or something like that.
Yeah.
You better not come with it. You need the dress all figured off like that.
Well, what would they say when a boy and a girl were like... kind of kissing.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that. You've been
fooling around, that's what they call that.
Now, a girl stopped letting a boy come over to see her. She
don't want to have nothing to do with him or what. She just let him go. Tell him to stay away from her.
Well, he had been the same ever since she...
Ever since she left him. And she told him to stay away from her.
But maybe she didn't turn him down, and they went ahead and got married.
Yeah, they turned around.